And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Anthony
what
Rose.
Up, dough.
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in.
Together with Jalen Jacoby, what exactly is it that we do?
Give the people what they want.
Oh, I love over the Zoom calls in 2021. You get so excited while you sing giving the people what they want that you actually disappear, and I appreciate that, Mr. Rose. Jalen, this is a very special podcast exclusive.
Yeah, it is.
Because we're going to talk about the All-Star Game, and we've got some hip-hop news to get to. But after that, we're going to announce the official start of the stand-up comedy bracket. Now, you and I would normally sit down with the staff and look at all the potential comedians and hammer this out and then present
horns.
It to you.
We're taking you
behind the curtain today. We're going to let you in on our initial conversations about exactly which stand-up comic should be in and out, because it's going to be really hard. It's going to be hard to
it
do.
It's so hard to say goodbye.
So Jalen, I'm going to start with a couple things. Number one, I have the All-Stars in front of me, potentials, snubs and not snubs. And you got to remember, I'm prefacing this by saying every single list that we've ever done this program has been incomplete. So we're going to forget, forget James Harden. You know what I mean? And that's kind of how we get down. All right. But I want to start with the Western Conference, which is a little more cut and dry. Right. So we know who the five starters are. We've got seven more spots to fill. I'm going to name a name. You say whether or not they're an all-star. We'll start where it gets easy. Is Dame Lillard an all-star, Jalen Rose?
Yes, definitely. Yes, definitely.
Paul George.
Well, you left off Rudy Gobert on Mitchell's team.
I'm getting there.
Got it.
Don't worry.
Gotcha. I was just making sure. We know it's incomplete. When you didn't say both jazz players, I was just having your back.
It's going to be incomplete.
I thought you was already making it incomplete.
No. So we got Paul George, Rudy Gobert, Anthony Davis.
Yep. That's five.
So we got two more spots, right? Now, it feels like one of those spots is going to come from the Phoenix Suns. Would you pick Booker or CP3?
Hold on. Wait a minute. Hit the brakes.
Okay.
I know for a fact that we didn't just start having this all-star game conversation in the West and didn't mention my guy, the Joker. I know that didn't just happen.
He's a starter.
Okay, got it. Yeah, okay. I'm just making sure.
No. MVP candidates are all-stars, generally.
Exactly. Maybe okay,
that's
cool.
How that works. Yeah.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
I should have read the starters first, but I'm too lazy.
So let me think about the West for a minute. If it's two spots left.
So just trust me. There's going to be one from the Suns. It's either CP3 or Booker. I've thought about this. I prepped for this.
If it's only one spot.
No, I don't think both of them fill the last two spots. It's possible. But I think that they're going to give it to Booker. I think are we in agreement that a Sun needs to be in the All-Star team?
We're not only in agreement that a Sun needs to be in the All-Star team, but if we take a second right now, let's actually talk about the players who are in consideration other than the Suns for those last two spots.
Okay, well, I've got a whole list of them right here because I prepared for this podcast. Would you like to hear the list, the pool from which you can pull from?
Absolutely.
Okay. CP3, Devin Booker, Mike Conley, Brandon Ingram, De'Aaron Fox, DeMar DeRozan, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Ja Morant, and I put Christian Wood on the list, but he doesn't belong there.
Well, you said that you always forget some people, and you did that right here. And you forgot Zion.
Zion I have as a replacement for Gobert, because Gobert's injured. He might not play.
Okay.
That's a good point. Zion in. But I think he'll be a replacement for Gobert if Gobert doesn't.
So you basically doing what most people do that's trying to cheat on lists. It's like, give me your top five, but then the person really gives six.
Let's just not make it about me and make it about the All-Stars. How about that?
I bring that up because basically what I'm choosing is either two Suns or one Sun in Zion
So let's pick. I say one son in Zion is the safe place to go, and then we'll say if in the event that Gobert is injured, who makes it? That's fair.
CP3
over Booker.
Now Booker's already in.
I go so Booker's in. Booker and Zion are in, right?
My final two spots are Booker and Zion.
Okay, so then you've got CP3, Mike Conley, Brandon Ingram, De'Aaron Fox, DeMar DeRozan.
And, if a player drops out, CP3 is my first option as a replacement player.
And then you move Zion because he's front court, and then CP3. I think that's fair. I think you if you play that well, you deserve that spot. And I think that Mike Conley has had a great season, but I feel like Donovan Mitchell represents the Jazz.
Well, not just Mitchell. They got two players, Rudy Gobert also. And the one thing about Mike Conley, it will be an awesome honor for him to go. For a lot of people don't realize, I think this is his 14th year. He's never gotten a technical foul. Did you know that?
Yeah.
He's never got a technical foul. That's almost like Blake Griffin going a year without dunking. Like, you would think like that's almost impossible.
Kawhi Leonard has technical fouls. Right. He doesn't talk.
Right. Exactly.
He can't speak. Exactly. He has technical fouls.
And so, you know what the league can do.
But
they can ceremonially invite him still.
I'm also saying is you can get technical fouls for just like, it's not just being a jerk to the referee. You get technical fouls because you swung and your elbow, you legitimately swung for the ball and your elbow hit somebody in the head. That's never happened. This never happened. Is a flagrant a tech? Are those different?
They're technical fouls, yes.
Those are technical fouls, yeah. So, I mean, it's wild. I understand if you're just like such a mature, responsible, caring, empathetic human being that you're not screaming at referees all the time. But I think over 14 seasons and 82 games a season, once you would accidentally make contact with someone's head by trying to blink or
something. And I got another bullet for you. Because he went to Ohio State, I followed Mike Conley closely when he played with Greg Oden. And for those that don't know, his father is a terrific Olympian athlete and could jump from the free throw line in basketball and dunk. Mike Conley's father. And he also, before Tobias Harris's father eclipsed what I'm about to say, was the first parent to negotiate for their NBA son a $100 million deal.
Good for him.
As he got that $120 million deal from Memphis.
So to wrap up the West, outside the starting five, we got Dame, Mitchell, George,
AD,
Gobert, Zion, Booker. If Gobert is unavailable, then you move
CP3.
Zion to replacement and then CP3. There might be some sort of thing where if Zion's already an all-star and they need a replacement, then they need another big. That would just be too complicated.
The one thing I love about the NBA, you know the one thing I love about the NBA? It's only a rule to they change it.
Yeah. They want to give the people what they want. The people don't want to see Christian Wood replace Rudy Gobert in the All-Star game.
Yeah.
And CP3 stay at home.
Yeah. It's only a rule until they change it. And the NBA does a terrific job of adjusting accordingly. They would do that in this case also.
Great behind the curtain question. Does CP3 want to be an All-Star this year?
Yes.
Okay.
Like he definitely wants to be an All-Star. Here's why. I'm going to tell you why. Remember who his peers and best friends are. One of them is like LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, Carmelo Anthony. The first two guys are in a different room in the Hall of Fame based on their just all-time rankings, but also because what they were able to accomplish in the championships they were able to garner. CP3 and Melo have not been so fortunate. So if you're Chris Paul, it's important to you now to make sure that the public and the league sees and appreciates your value beyond championships. And so now when we talk about him when he was retired, I'm going to tell you all the words people are going to say. Best leader, best teammate, great with younger players. And so when you go to the Thunder and you help lead them to the playoffs, that actually changes the narrative of your name. See, what people sleep on about athletes is that we always constantly are reinventing ourselves. Before CP3 went to the Thunder, people was crapping on his name because they didn't get it done in LA. And then when he went to Houston, it didn't necessarily work out anywhere. Uh-huh. People was crapping on his name. So OKC last year was the first time as a CP3 fan, I saw the public start to appreciate what he can bring to the table again. Because he wasn't on a contending team that was in the hunt to possibly win the conference. And as the great American philosopher David Jacoby always says, how do you like expectations?
Low, low, low.
So what was his expectations with Lob City?
Hi.
What was his expectation when he joined Harden?
We're going after the Warriors. We're built to beat the Warriors.
What was his expectations in Oklahoma City?
No one really had any. People forgot he went there.
Correct. So now when he went to Phoenix, what was his expectation?
I'm going to be the piece that takes us over the hump. You guys haven't been to the playoffs in how many years? Well, guess what? We're going to get on my back. I'll take us there.
Right. And you said the key word. The other couple of stops was about winning the West or trying to get a title. This is about trying to make the playoffs.
Yep, which they're going to do.
And so now an all-star nod gives him the opportunity to continue to validate everything that I just said, because he doesn't necessarily have the championships that a lot of his Hall of Fame peers do.
Jalen, before we move on, two things I want to mention to you. First, you can check out Stephen A's World streaming weekdays on ESPN Plus. You can also find the best interviews from Stephen A's World available as a podcast every single Wednesday. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. Watch Stephen A's World on ESPN Plus. And you make sure you check out our guy, Bomani Jones, The Right Time with Bomani Jones. Every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon, that pod comes out. On Tuesday's episode, Bo is talking about the Mariners CEO saying a parade of dumb things during Q&A with fans and getting fired. Listen to The Right Time with Bomani Jones wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Eastern Conference gets a little messier. This is where we if someone tweets at us, you know what I mean? They're like, oh, you forgot so and so and such, right? Because this is tricky.
All I know, here's all I know.
Okay.
Don't forget Wayne Ellington, dog.
Don't forget Wayne Ellington. There's no room for him, bro. I know
he's the league in
well.
3-point shooting.
I know he's playing well, and I know that you watch him. But when you start doing the spots, it's musical chairs, and there's not chair left for that man. There's not chair left for that man.
I had a Zoom call last night, Jacoby, with the entire Pistons team and franchise, along with Big Sean and Isaiah Thomas. And we were just talking about Detroit and the team and marketing and promoting and media, you know, all of that kind of stuff. I made sure I gave my guy Wayne Ellington a shot. So when you talk about this list, I'm going to get on my Charles Barkley. I'm going to get on my Charles Barkley right now. I don't even know people's names. I'm going to get on my Shaq right now. I don't even know Pascal was his first name. Like Wayne Ellington. You see Charles put Jordan Clarkson on the All-Star team?
He said Jordan Clarkson was having a better season than Anthony Davis.
Oh, whoa. Yeah.
Listen, I'm not here to critique what other media people say because
I'd
be saying wrong things all the time.
All of us do.
You look back Charles in history, look at all the wrong things that I say. So I ain't here to point out what people say in the live microphones. But what I'm here to do is to try to work out this Eastern Conference. And you'll realize there's no room for Wayne Ellington. But one quick thing on the Pistons, Bruce Brown is such a key part of what the Brooklyn Nets are doing. Like he's like a pick and roll guy. He's a roll guy. Like not R-O-L-E, he's a R-O-L-L, like roll. Like Bruce, come set this. He gets around, he gets buckets, he plays tough D. He just does a lot of that Draymond Green, doesn't show up in stat sheet stuff. I was like, that kind of came out of nowhere. Where did he play last year, Jalen?
The Pistons.
Oh, interesting.
I went to the Nets game. I gave him some dap and told him thanks for being a Piston.
Christian Wood, like so productive. Where did he play last year?
The Pistons. I got a couple of more for you that people sleep on. Tobias Harris, Chris Middleton.
But those Christian are a while Wood. Ago. Those are a while ago.
They within the last three or four seasons. That ain't long. That's within four seasons.
Listen, I just on the behalf of the rest of the league, thank you for being a little development system. Once you develop these players and then you decide that their value isn't what they want, then you let them go. You know, kind of like my ex-girlfriend. I gave my ex-girlfriend so much game, and then she bounced. And now someone else is just enjoying that.
It works both ways. It's almost like a lady that did so very much to nurture her guy, get him in shape, and, you know, make him cut his hair and do a style makeover and all of that. Get him a job, all of that.
It works much more that way than the opposite, let's be honest.
Correct. Help him get a job, everything. And then he finally get on his feet, then he want to leave her.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what you're talking about.
Jalen, these are tough. I'm going to have to keep track of how many you say yes to because this gets tricky. All right. Is James Harden an All-Star?
Yes, definitely.
Is Jaylen Brown an All-Star?
Yes, definitely.
Is Ben Simmons an All-Star?
Yes, definitely.
Is Chris Middleton an All-Star?
Question mark this year.
Okay. Okay. I got you.
Because he's 54.
We're going to leave some.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you why. Chris Middleton is the kind of player that I love because he's not fancy and he's underrated because he's actually a really good go-to guy, a clutch player, and he has all-star talent. But to me, he's an all-star when he's playing on the best team.
That's right. I think that's fair. I mean, 20 points a game, 6 rebounds, 5.7 assists, shooting 50% from the field, 43% from three.
And those stats, as we continue to name players, are going to be attributed to players that have those numbers or better than and records that aren't so much worse than the Bucks's.
And that's why Ben Simmons is for sure an all-star. All right, let me see. So look, I'll put a question, I'll put a pin on Chris Middleton. Vucevic.
Question mark.
Okay.
And by the way, let me just tell y'all something.
You're leaving these spates open because one of these people, you're not saying they won't get in, but you just.
I'm just want to hear the whole list and then I'll come back. But here's what I'm saying though. Let me tell you something about my guy, Boosie May. That's my man. He don't play D, but like I told you guys last year, he's definitely one of the 12 best players, not only in the East, but he's a top five center.
Do you know he shoots from 3-point?
40%+. He killing.
40%. 40.5% from three.
He averaged 24, dog. He averaged 24 and 12, dog.
Yeah, I know. 24 and 12, shoot 40%.
I do this. So yeah, he in. Yes, definitely.
Oh, he's in. Oh, he's a definite in now. You put him on the
What's their record? Are they in the top eight?
It doesn't matter. You can have it in the East. It's kind of like whatever.
Yeah, you know? one bad week. You could be. Yeah. It's only bottom line is in the East. It's only four teams with winning records. So there you go.
So all right, let's put him in. I think he belongs to be in there.
He's in.
I'm
gonna tell you whose spot. I'm gonna tell you in my mind whose spot he taking. Jimmy Butler.
Well, Butler, he missed some games. I don't think Jimmy Butler's in there, but that's fair. You do have to take somebody out. So now let's move on down the list.
That's about 8 or 9 right there, including the starters, right?
Yeah, we got 9 right now. Tobias Harris.
Question mark.
Copy that. Zach LaVine.
Him and Trae Young are close to me.
I'll put a question mark there. There's going to be a lot of question marks. It's going to be harder.
We'll come back to it. Yep. We'll get them all out on the table first.
Yep. Gordon Hayward.
No.
Okay. Cross him off.
He ain't even the best player on his team this year. Scary Terry and Melo been better.
DeMontis Sabonis.
Yes, definitely. Put some respect on Indiana.
I love it.
And by the way, Jacoby, this is the industry tastemaker stuff I hope you guys get from the pod. And how I'm sitting here cutting up some lobster and I'm telling Jacoby Vucevic's stats. I ain't in front of no computer. And we don't talk about him a lot. And I bring that up because Sabonis falls into the same category. He's the best player in the NBA that nobody ever talks about. The best player in the NBA that nobody ever talks about. Because you know what? He's getting me 20 and 10 also.
Well, he's also supposed to have Caris LeVert or Victor Oladipo. Like he's just carrying a Pacers team.
Correct. And I believe they're the 4th seed in the East. Like I tell you every year, you look down at the standings, Indiana going to be right there.
I think they're 5th. I am too lazy to look it up. But I think they're
every year. So he's, yes, definitely, Sabonis.
No, I think they're 5th, but let me look it up. They are 4th. They're in front of the Raptors.
See?
Yeah.
How about that? And he's taking Pascal's spot.
Yeah, Pascal ain't even on a list here. So now
and
we got...
Trae Young or
we got some more
and
spots.
Or Zach LaVine gonna take Kyle Lowry's
hold on, hold on, hold on. We haven't spoken about Jason Tatum.
Yes, definitely.
Definitely Tatum. Okay. And then we got Bam Adebayo.
So that's 12. Bam is my final spot. That's
okay,
it.
You got 12 then. So you're leaving out.
No Toby. LaVine, no Trae Young.
No LaVine, no Trae Young, no Toby, no Middleton.
Correct. Look at my squad and tell me what you think. I feel like I got that right.
I'm not mad at it.
Yeah, I feel like Trae Young is one of the 12 best players in the East, except the Hawks are so bad that I can't put him on in front of Vucevic and Sabonis.
Well, and it's also like you look at it positionally and like you got James Harden, Kyrie. Like, you know, Jaylen Brown, like, ugh.
Right. It just. And so with LaVine and Trey, I got a reward winning. And Sabonis and Vucevic don't give you the oohs and ahs, but guess what they give you? Productivity.
The reserves for Jalen and Jacoby, officially Western Conference, Dame.
Yep.
Spider Mitchell.
Yep.
Paul George.
Yep.
Anthony Davis. We're putting Gobert in.
Yes.
Zion and Booker. If Gobert can't play, Zion replaces him, and then CP3 goes in.
Correct.
I don't feel bad about leaving anybody else home.
I don't feel bad at all. And Jimmy, you know, he didn't have a good year to start. He's dealt with some COVID stuff. Yeah. Butler. Jimmy Butler would be happy to be off.
Yeah. Of late, like, if you take the last, you know, since he's come back from COVID, he's playing at an all-star level, but you can't just do that. You know?
Hey, Jacoby, can I do some bottom of the ticker stuff on this show, since I couldn't do it on the television show?
Sure.
About the NBA All-Star Week and what I think the players are behind the scenes currently working on.
Just to take everybody behind the curtain, when Jalen says bottom of the ticker stuff, that's basically to get on the bottom of the ticker, you have to be official news at ESPN. To be official news at ESPN, you have to go through this vetting process where you show multiple sources, and this is like what the Wojes do, you know? They're like, they write emails to the news desk, and there's like smart people with multiple degrees on the wall in their office, and they're very, very careful about what they can and can't say under the ESPN banner because they don't want to get anything wrong because they're responsible journalists. Here on this show, we're not responsible journalists. So that's what Jalen means by bottom of the ticker stuff. Now continue.
Correct. I appreciate you and I love you. Thank you. But also, it's one more point that I want to point out. They also want you to tell you who told them. They also want you to tell them who told you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not with that. Because I was like, there have been multiple times that I've said things that were bottom of the ticker worthy. And I actually been at the bottom of the ticker a couple of times, but then I realized I don't like that process. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm good, you know, because here's how I want you guys to think about it. Not only am I telling them my sources, somebody else is telling them their sources also. You see what I'm saying? So Imagine if you have 50 different people calling the same news desk and acknowledging who their sources are. I don't want to be a part of that. And so therefore, I'm going to tell everybody this before Woj tweets about it. The NBA players like LeBron James, who had a short offseason, only 71 days, and he's playing heavy minutes without Anthony Davis and without Schroeder, and the Lakers have been struggling recently.
35.
Players like LeBron and the other 24 All-Stars, like Jason Tatum, who said that he still feel lingering effects from COVID, and he gets tired a lot faster. Like, there are a lot of things that are brewing with the players in the league that fans and media don't realize. And what the players are going to ask the league to do is give them the weekend after All-Star off. So instead of only being off from the 5th to the 10th, they're going to ask to be off from the 5th through the 14th. But here's the problem. The league is in it to make money, just like the players are. And what the league never goes up against, in particular national TV, is the NCAA tournament. Well, the selection shows on the 14th and 15th around then, and then the NCAA tournament start that Thursday, and it goes through Sunday. So that means the NCAA tournament weekend is going to start the 19th, 20th, and the 21st. So that would be no national games that weekend. So the league will come back, is coming back to the players saying, we would love to give y'all off into the through the 14th. But then we can't have national TV games the next two weekends because of the NCAA tournament. Why don't y'all use that as the time off? That's what they're going back and forth with about now. Stay tuned.
So the players want the 5th through the 14th, which is basically you get your All-Star weekend and we get a full week off after that.
Correct.
And then the league is saying we can't do that because that doesn't give us – that gives us no national games going up. And we have national games going up against college games.
Well, that gives us no national games for three weekends. The weekend of the weekend of the 12th, 13th, 14th. And then the following weekend is when college basketball starts.
Do they not want to go up against college games? Because CBS,
that's every year. It ain't going up against college games. It's, they don't want to go up against the NCAA tournament. They've never gone up against it. It's like we don't go up against the Super Bowl. You know that people are going to be watching and betting on the NCAA tournament. So stay tuned with how that plays out.
Well, we'll see who wins that argument. At least everybody listening to this podcast knows that argument is happening. We got some quick things to get to. We've got our we'll see tomorrow. We'll see how close the Jalen and Jacoby All-Star list looks to the All-Star list. But something tells me it won't be too far off. We're going to get to this comedy bracket because there's a lot to discuss there. But a couple things I want to hit on first. First, Bobby Shmurda's released.
I'm doing this dance right now.
And I think the second he walked out of jail, the Mets hat landed right on his head.
No doubt.
That's exactly
no
doubt. What happened.
And shout to my, and by the way, you know who Quavo's favorite basketball player is?
Jalen Rose, janky lefty.
How about that? He the one went and picked him up in the jet, got off the jet with the briefcase. You know what I love, Jacoby? Let me tell you what I love that I always wanted to see in the 80s and the 90s. Rich rappers. I love it so much.
They're so rich.
I love it so much, you know, because before only the label and or people who started their own labels were the ones that had money. So it was like Bad Boy, Death Row, Master P, J Prince, And so now, as the industry has graduated and hip hop is the celebrated voice, now I love seeing Quavo get on the jet representing his Migos to go grab his guy. Well, they used to be the Schmigos. You remember that, like 2012?
I think they called them the Migos. Amigos, I think. Isn't it short for Amigos? I don't know.
No, it's like Schmigos. It's like Schmurder and the Eagles at the end.
I don't know about that.
Maybe that was a record or just something they were using. But there are a lot of people that may not realize that how 100 they are. But they are.
Well, look forward to new music from him. I got a soft move or boss move for you. We all know that Dr. Dre's been dealing with some health issues. He seems to be better now. He's also been dealing with a pretty contentious divorce.
Yep.
And he has, I haven't heard the bars. I don't think the song is out yet, but apparently I've read the bars. He's got some things to say about his ex-wife there on Wax. Soft move or boss move.
The kind of money she asking for, it's a boss move.
Yeah, she asking for too much.
You know what I'm saying? So I had to think about it. At first, I was going to be like, nah, keep it private. But it ain't private because I know about it.
We know all about it. And exactly. The number she asking for, it's just wild. Because you know how I think that everyone's a hero in their own movie, right? And in her head, she deserves every penny that she's asking for. You know what I mean? In her head, she thinks that's justice being served. Her getting whatever it is a month. It's something like a half a million or something. It's wild. Don't quote me on the number. But in her head, it makes perfect sense that she deserves it. And that's why I always say everyone's a hero in their own movie, because everyone's got a narrative in their own head about justice and what's fair and what's not fair. And there's always injustice being put upon every one of us listening to this podcast right now.
No question about it. You know, Dr. Dre is my guy. And you also know, as we sat in the J&J studio and I FaceTimed him, how he planned on coming on our show before he had his health scare. So I'm wishing him nothing but the best, obviously. But I totally agree with what you had to say. Of course, we're going to represent what everyone brings to the table in friendship, family, relationship, all of that. But at the same time, some numbers are just not realistic. And that's how I felt about it.
What was funny to me is you can't tell her it's not realistic. Like she's with her best friend. She's like, this guy's doing me wrong. And I hope she has a best friend that's like, girl, whatever he offered to settle, take it.
Exactly.
So you know who DaBaby is, right? The rapper?
Of course I do. You know who Sada Baby is?
No, but one person you don't know who is JoJo Siwa. You know who JoJo Siwa is?
No.
I know who that is because my twin daughters, who are 5 years old, she's like a Disney character. I don't know what she is. She's like a young YouTuber personality, like little girls, little girl queen. She's got like all these products. She's like a little girl millionaire.
Right. Got
and
it.
DaBaby put JoJo Siwa name checked in a song in what some perceived as a disparaging way, and the internet took it as JoJo Siwa DaBaby beef. So then DaBaby came out, quote, "My 3-year-old princess is your number one fan. I brought her every product you have out. She thinks she you. Don't let them trick you into thinking I'd ever have a problem with you. My wordplay just went over their heads." And I just wanted to bring this up to say, this is the only time where the intersection of my musical taste and my 5-year-old twin's daughter musical taste, those circles rarely don't intersect. But DaBaby and JoJo Siwa had to make a public statement squashing their beef. And I just could not be happier. I could not.
That's
be
a
happy.
Great story. That's a great story. I'm glad you shared that one. That's a good one.
Yep. Who's the baby you want to talk about? Slow Baby.
Oh, so of course you know about DaBaby and Lil Baby, but there's a Detroit artist named Sada Baby, Sada, and he and T Grizzly actually used to be in a group, and they kind of went their separate ways for whatever reasons. And he's still dope. He in the D. I'll bring him on the show. That's my man. I don't know if you saw me do the intro for the Detroit Pistons, but they also got a verse from him. I need to bring him on the show. And another, I need to bring three Detroit people that's going to be mainstream in like 5 years. And you're going to be like, yo, I'm glad Jalen brought him on. The next one, Clarissa Shields.
Oh, yeah. My wife did like a doc on her, dog.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, she did like a short thing for the Olympics.
Dope. Yeah. Oh, so yeah, you see what I'm saying? She got Joey already doing docs on her. I'm trying to tell y'all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Carissa Shields, she a woman championship boxer that also is training for MMA. And then the final person is the Chancellor of the Ambassador, Boldy James. B-O-L-D-Y James. Welcome to 76. We'll bring him on the show too. Those are three names. As Detroit's winning right now, y'all gonna hear that's next. Sada Baby, Clarissa, and Boldy.
I'm on the show. Big shout out to Carissa Shields. Joey was working on the Olympics in London. And she went, I think she went to Detroit and did like a full little, like, you know, they do those little features, like up close and personal for NBC.
Hey, dog, she dope.
She did one of those on her. And like, she's got some billboards around New York. Every time we walk by, Joey would be like, Carissa? She's like, what?
She dope.
Yeah, she is.
She dope. And you know what else she be doing that's underrated? Knocking out dudes. I don't know if you saw that in the doc.
So, Jalen, this is going to be difficult. Okay. This is going to be very difficult. We're going to turn our attention to the stand-up comedy bracket. And really, I want to do this so our listeners can let their voice be heard. Right? Because there's some real tough decisions to be made. And I guess the best way to do this is I'm going to rattle off the list of everybody that in this. I'm a big shout out to Pat Gunther, first of all. Pat Gunther.
Big shout out to Pat.
Pat Gunther did the real work. He did the real work. Okay. And we're going
to bring it to Alyssa. Welcome to the team.
Team's going to be doing a lot of work on this one. Okay.
But shout out to Andrew.
I'm gonna list off real quick all the people that were considered that he initially put into the bracket. And then I'm gonna list all the replacements. And then we're just gonna kind of open it up for discussion. Because man, it's we need some help. This is just phase one. I just wanna say this is just phase one.
Yep.
Because there's gonna be people on here that I've never heard of. There's gonna be people that you've never heard of. And there's gonna be people that need to be added. But let me just, I'm going to read them, just lay out, let me read all the words. This is who has initially been put through to be considered. Okay. Richard Pryor, George Carlin, Dave Chappelle, Chris Rock, Steve Martin, Bill Cosby, Eddie Murphy, Joan Rivers, Jerry Seinfeld, Bernie Mac, Robin Williams, Mort Sahl, Kevin Hart, Lily Tomlin, Rodney Dangerfield, Tiffany Haddish, Carol Burnett, Louis C.K., Mitch Hedberg, Red Fox, Sarah Silverman, Patrice O'Neill, Don Rickles, Bill Hicks, Whoopi Goldberg, Wanda Sykes, Lenny Bruce, Norm Macdonald, Andy Kaufman, Gabriel Iglesias, Bill Burr, Margaret Cho. That's who right now has been proposed as making the list.
Okay.
Now I could, you know what, I'm lazy. I could rock with that. However, this is just too important. And these are the people on the outside looking in. And some of them, I'm like, they can't be. Like, Martin Lawrence is on the outside looking in. That's, to me, I'll quit my job. I'll never show up. I'll quit my job. Because You So Crazy. I've seen You So Crazy. I had it in college, a VHS tape. I just put it on like your favorite song. So here's on the outside looking in. Outside looking in. Cedric the Entertainer. Can't happen. Martin Lawrence. Bill Murray. Aziz Ansari. Cat Williams. Amy Schumer. Ali Wong, Trevor Noah, Damon Wayans, Sinbad, Eric Andre, Patton Oswalt, Jim Gaffigan, love him, John Mulaney, Bill Hicks, Ellen DeGeneres, Chris Tucker, Moms Mabley, Roseanne Barr, Tig Notaro, Jeannie Garofalo, Andrew Dice Clay, Dick Gregory, Eddie Izzard, Bob Newhart, Tracy Morgan, Jamie Foxx, Phyllis Diller, Hannibal Buress, Monique, Gilda Radner, Kathy Griffin. This is going to be hard.
So here's what we need from the people. We need for social media, and great job, Pat. Thank you for taking the time and the energy. It doesn't happen without any of that. We appreciate you. I think what we should do now is open up our list to people in the public, and then a couple of people that are personal to you. Whether it may be Uncle Sam, even, or like your wife, or comedians that you know. And then we'll finalize the list after we get that feedback. Yeah.
Because, and you also, you want to have a diversity is important. You know what I mean? And you want to make sure that you've got different generations represented, different genders.
You know what? I got you.
Different ethnicities represented.
There's one more Detroiter that I'll introduce the world to if they don't already know, that I know would be great at some point. We need to bring him on the show and talk about this list. And he's not on it, so it won't be any bias. His name is Ha Ha Davis. Hilarious. Ha Ha, H-A-H-A, Davis. So what we probably should do, and let me ask your opinion, Jacob. Throughout this process, we should bring on different comedians to not only critique our list, but also to kind of finalize as we advance certain comedians in the bracket.
Well, it's funny you say that, because there's a list of potential comedians to come on the show to discuss this with. So that's already been considered. We got the best staff.
Great. Let me think of some right off the top. Coming to America 2 is coming. So Arsenio Hall would be good.
Because those, like, we study comedy, like bands, these people and comedians study comedy from the inside, you know? So I think it is important to have, for lack of a better term, former players.
Correct.
In the NBA, the same way.
Correct.
And
correct.
The guest list, I think we just discussed off wax. But
okay.
What I want to do now for this exercise, we've already given it out to the people. We want to hear from you. 985-80-JALEN to share your opinions. But one thing I want to do on wax is, I've got the list in front of me and you don't, so I'm at an advantage. I'm just going to name some people that aren't in the bubble right now. Like, there's going to be some Jimmy Butlers. Your great season. Great season. Love you. But you didn't make the All-Star team. You know, you missed some games. Like, you're one of the best 12 players in the Eastern Conference without question. But there's going to be some people left out, and that's fine. But I don't want to live in a world where Cedric and the Entertainer's left out. I don't want to live in a world where Martin Lawrence is left out.
Definitely.
Oof. I don't want to live in a world where Jim Gaffigan's left out. You've never heard of him, but I love that guy.
Did you say Jim Carrey?
No. But is he a stand-up to you? That's the thing. It's like, this is just strictly stand-up. He does stand-up, but to me, like, he's a movie. He's an actor, a performer.
I want to give you guys the cheat code. Here's your cheat code. In sports, we have stats and you have accolades, and these become measuring sticks when you judge players. I'm going to give you a terrific measuring stick when judging comedians. It's, do you love their stand-up? Mm-hmm. When they released their stand-up, when Eddie Murphy released Raw, okay, that's some of the greatest material ever done. When Chris Rock did both of his, some of the greatest material ever done. To me, that's where comedians separate themselves. Dave Chappelle. Did you say his name?
Yeah.
That's a little for the cheat code. When you think about your favorite comedians, think about, do you love their stand-ups?
And also, when you close your eyes, when I close my eyes and see Jim Carrey, I don't see him on the stage with a microphone.
Actor.
I'll see, like a lot of people do both. You know, but like also
Jamie Foxx.
That's interesting. Like, should Jamie Foxx be Foxx? Well, he's not. I refuse to do this unless he's in, because I can make a case that
he's all of the above. He might win it.
I can make a case that Jamie Foxx is like Jim Carrey, more of a performer, entertainer. He's so good though.
He's gonna be in the Final Four. Watch.
And then Tracy Morgan is a similar example.
I love Last OG. That's one of my favorite shows. Tracy Morgan, that's my man.
But that mean his stand-up deserves to be in the stand-up bracket?
Let's not confuse it.
This isn't favorite people. This is favorite stand-up.
Correct. Performer. Let's not confuse it. I just gave you the cheat code. Always think about the stand-up. Jamie Foxx got a lot of stand-ups.
Yeah.
So do Tracy Morgan. You got to remember, Jacoby, you've been watching both of those dudes for 20 years, and now you see them living in the suburbs, having kids, and driving fast cars and doing, like, movies. But they was on the Def Comedy Jam circuit and Comedy Store in L.A. and doing all of that.
Oh, I did the same shows as Tracy Morgan before when I was doing my little stand-up thing.
There you go.
I'll never forget. So I do my little 8 minutes, and I got to bring two people. You know, when you're an amateur, they don't pay you. You pay them to get on stage.
Basically. Correct.
And then Tracy Morgan comes on. No plan. He not a single thought in his head of what he wants to say. Not a thought. He just goes up there, and sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's not. Sometimes he's rambling. Sometimes he's wild. Sometimes he's lying down. Sometimes he's just talking to the audience. But he's up there for 45, 50 minutes just being hilarious. And it's the most unorthodox thing you've ever seen. He's just wild.
This is going to be great.
It really
so
is.
Many people are going to bring on help with the list, support the list.
Because I need help. Because when I'm looking at like Bill Hicks, Don Rickles, Carol Burnett. I personally have not been exposed, because it's like when people talk about Wilt Chamberlain, like what's Wilt Chamberlain's go-to move? I'm like, I don't know. I've seen the same, same 5 minutes of Wilt Chamberlain playing basketball as you have, you know?
This is going to be great, but you can also say, what is Giannis' go-to move?
That's not my point. My point is I've watched Giannis play basketball for at least 400 hours of my life. You know what I mean?
Correct.
I haven't seen Don Rickles do stand-up.
Correct.
3 hours the same way a lot of the people of this generation. I just see little clips here and there.
This is going to be great,
man. This is
stressful. I'm excited about this.
I think what we need to do is we need to kind of make our pass like Pat did, refine his, and then send it email it to some experts until we feel confident about it.
Same page.
Get this in front of a few people.
We starting the process today.
The people that we're getting in front of right now are the people listening to this podcast. Call 985-80-JALEN and tell us who just needs to be in. Who needs to be in? Whose name you didn't hear and who absolutely needs to be in? And we're going to make a big project out of this like we did with the hip-hop groups. If you listen to that, that was probably, 7 years ago?
Yup.
That was dumb. I'm excited about this. Jalen?
I am excited about this. This is going to be great.
We got some work to do, though. So we got to get to work. We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that?
We're not done. We are not done.